This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Overtime. We are so honored now, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, to bring on Mr. Rude himself, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And who knows that better than old Dirty 30, B. Mitch. Brother, sorry to, I don't want to say wake you up because you always get up with the roosters. But last night after that gala, man, I would think even, did you sleep in just a little bit?
I did a little bit this morning. That's about it.
Okay, good. You deserved it. You deserved it. I got to ask you this. For people that don't, that may have just tuned in, last night was the NFL Inc. Legends Tribute Gala. Brian, Tana, and Scary Terry were honored for just the consistency in their diligence, the greatness, and what they brought to the game. What did it mean to you? That's not your first rodeo. You've been to 100 of them. Mm-hmm. But that one to me was so unique in the fact that it was as inside could be by so many different people at different phases of your life. It had to hit you in the right spot.
Oh, it did. It did. You know, the thing about it, I never take anything like that for granted. And I think the ultimate thing is when you go out and you try and you live life, you don't live it one day. You live it every day. And you strive to try to do the things that you know you've been taught and the things that you're supposed to be doing. And, when Gary reached out to me and told me, Tana, and also Terry, and you just start trying to look at some of the similarities as well. You know, guys that came in without it, that constantly worked their tails off and accomplished things that many people probably didn't think they could, but we thought we could. You know, and then once you hit it, you don't stop. You know, I was mentioning the thing last night about my teacher who I did some stuff for an event that was on Friday, you know, and by doing that, it brought back to me of all the things she did for me, the things my mom and dad did that got me on the right track because, you know, I could have been on the wrong track, to be totally honest with you.
I don't think so.
I had people.
As long as your father was alive.
Well, I was going to say, I had people that put their foot up my ass and made sure I did the right thing. And then eventually you grab the reins by yourself and you lead yourself through your own life.
I'm blown away every time I'm at any event that you're involved in when your daughters are there. Uh-huh. And everybody sees Big Bad B Mitch. And I just laugh all the time because them girls, man, they are so you. And they see a side of you that no one else sees.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's and like... that is, yeah. And now I'm seeing this next level of badass Mitchell as a grandfather.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Doc? It's like they always say, I remember Donnie Simpson said, he said, man, that grandfather love is different. And I was like, yeah, whatever, dog. I hear you. You know, but then you get the daughters and you have that certain little soft side in you. Mm-hmm. And then the grandkids come along and you find out that you didn't even know you had that that step in you, you know, and it's there. And I have a grandson and a granddaughter, and both of them, you know, I love them to death. And, you know, you want to be around for it. So it makes me get my butt up every morning, try to work out, make sure I stay in shape so I can be here. But then again, when you get around them, you know, you're doing the goo-goo ga-gas and all that stuff. And I think nobody ever thought I would be doing that.
Yeah, B. Mitch and Finley, just one of the best ever. And I just found so much pride and so much joy in what you did for Ricky Irvin's. Because, again, it's tough being a rookie. Every rookie gets hazed. Oh, every yeah. rookie has to go through some things. You embraced and coached and helped, and you could see it every time he's around you. And then to see Kenny Jenkins, who's uh-huh. a return man. And everybody goes, you know, B. Mitch never did that before ever until he got to this level. And to see people to the weight room, there's not a part of the game that you didn't influence. The weight room, you touched every part of it. And I just wonder when you saw, my greatest moment last night was when Clinton Portis got up. Because I think he's so gifted.
Uh-huh.
And I think this next level for him is going to open up a new area that is untapped. And I think he's going to be, if he chooses to be it, he's going to be incredible as a coach.
I agree that also. I just think that what happens, Doc, and I mentioned that the poem last night, The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Yeah. And, you know, so many times we go through life and what we do, we follow what we've seen. We follow what people have told us we can be and what we should be instead of, you know, taking that path of what we can be or what we have decided we wanted to do. So many people in life, you know, in my hometown, people graduate from high school, they go work at Dow Chemical. Everybody did it. You know, I didn't want to do that. You know, and I think the thing with it, Clinton, he's been working with his sons, getting them right, and they all being recruited by Power Five conferences, mm-hmm. you know. And he does have an influence on young kids. And I think the ultimate thing, if he gets out there and he can start showing what he can, I think what has happened, Deion Sanders has opened up the eyes of a lot of brothers to let them know that, you know what, this game that we've been influenced by people all our lives that doesn't really look like us can be influenced by us. Hell, we're playing it. We may as well have some influence on it. And you see what Deion has done, and then Eddie George is doing, and now he got Michael Vick and DeSean Jackson. And I think getting those former players out there can be a big lift and a big influence on a lot of kids out there. Hell, I'm trying to get myself involved with the 7-on-7 stuff to make sure, you know, you keep putting people out there that can play it. But along the way, my part of it, I want to make sure kids understand it ain't just about the football. It's about bettering yourself as a human being along the way, and that will make you be even better when equipped to go out there and face life's challenges.
I've been looking at this flag football thing, B, and I'm watching the women and the flag football thing. I watched an hour and a half special last week. I couldn't believe it, and I'm glad it's an Olympic sport. And then I know your day is packed. Is it pickleball today? Will you chip and putt? Will you cycle?
Nah,
because
man,
you never just lay around and rest. So
no,
what's on the
for
docket
me.
For today?
Well, actually, I'm doing this. This is a damn good event. Something that I guess, you know, we all felt the tragedy maybe a month or so ago where the helicopter and the airplane collided.
Skaters,
right there over the Potomac. And Monumental Sports is doing something down at the Cap One Arena. And myself, Santana, Fred, it'll be a lot of people going to be there. It's ICE event, ice skating event, where Brian Bartano, Tara Lipinski, all those type of people, Johnny Weir, who's right here from this local area, they're going to be performing, doing a show out there, raising money for the victims and the families of that tragedy. So, hey, I'm doing something, but this time it's going to be something more impactful, I think, than just going out there and hitting a little white ball around.
No, but that's a beautiful thing. Well, look, we'll let you go and do that. I got to ask you, because people ask me, where was Landfill? Where was JP? And where was that celebrity that you built now in Jeffrey Walker last night? Where were they at to honor you?
JP, I think, is skiing with his family. Landfill doesn't want to leave out of his house once he gets back there. And Jeff, he was somewhere watching the fight, you know, getting ready for the fight, say like that.
Okay, good. So will you let him all
walk? You know, I told him, I said he'd be coming, he had to wear a suit, so he kind of backed out. You know what I'm saying?
Jeff in a suit? I don't even imagine that.
I've never seen him. All right, man. Anytime, bro.
Nothing but love for you. Thank you.
All right, now,
that is the one and only, Brian Mitchell. And as Coach Thompson would have said and said about him numerous times, simply one of the best. We'll go to break, and then we'll light it up and give you a chance on the MGM National Listener Line at 1-800-636-1067. Don't forget, always free on the Odyssey app. Back in a moment.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a daylight savings guy, Metal?
What do you mean? Do I like that it exists?
Do you like it dark, early, lighter? Where are you standing on that?
I mean, I don't like dealing with changing my clocks twice a year. That's what I don't like. But it doesn't really matter to me which one it is or not. I don't know. I just don't like dealing with losing an hour here and there.
And the alternative is to keep it the same way it is year-round.
Sure. I'd much prefer that. Here's the reason why. It always happens on some Saturday night, which is probably convenient for a lot of people. But when you're out at a concert till like 1 in the morning, and then you're losing an hour, and you got to work at 9 a.m. the next day, that's an hour I really want back.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. And that happens in our industry.
It does.
A lot of industries. You know, a lot of industries, it... It does happen. It And I, you know, on X, and all of you have been really active today on X. And my boy Little, and we love Little too. And he reached out saying that, you know, the hustle led him in the wrong direction, but recertified life directions. He went military, civil service worker, 32 years. And the brother's done a great job. Now, he's an entrepreneur with Smash Burger. So I think it's legit. I'm going thumbs up all the way on Little. And love his energy. But if we don't talk trash about you or whatever, then, you know, it wouldn't be us. This is what it's all about. It's not all the way to dozens, but it's as close as we can get it without without it being completely crazy. Canine community has been off the chain, brother. I'll get back to him. But he, generalization about people that are online, and you're right, nobody should ever be thrown into one pit. But we can agree to disagree, and everything's going to be not going to be perfect. But clarity, and it was Matt Jones. I love Matt's aggressiveness in this. Right? He says, hey, Doc, make sure you say certain people on social media instead of just a blanket. Social media runs their mouth, etc. Because including people like me in a general statement like that, certain people with microphones run their mouths and don't know anything as well. And you're absolutely right. And I don't do blankets. I love Brother B spoke of in specifics, but it's a new medium, man. We're all dealing with something that didn't happen 20 years ago. It didn't exist. You can do the woulda, shoulda, couldas. And I heard one today, not from an athletic standpoint, but just think of it. I was, because with Magic, well, Michael Jordan's reference about, suppose Mike had been in this age of social media. Because Mike was like Cool Hand Luke. You heard things, but you didn't really see much. Mike was doing his own thing. That's not possible now. John Morant can't just do his own thing. You want to be the face of the league now, be careful. Because they're watching you in your sleep. Be careful what you ask for. Some people love being on black. I don't know why. Can you imagine MJ, Bird, and Magic with TikTok? I can't.
I think the Magic Bird thing would be kind of cool, honestly, if they had...
Can you imagine
Will Chamberlain? I think that would have been kind of fun.
With Instagram? I don't think you can.
Could you imagine...
It would have been different.
Could you imagine 90s Charles Barkley with Twitter?
We smoking the same peace pipe. Do you know what we were robbed of? If these kids think this is something, are you kidding me? Chuck Barkley on Twitter? I mean,
I remember his whole, you know, he had the whole, I'm not a role model, parents are role models
thing. Oh, yeah,
thing.
And all that
you
thing.
Know, I remember
how about
that.
Mike? But Mike, let's go super duper star. Mike. Mike wanted some privacy now. Mike was in the cut. Mike was kind of like, yo, that's enough. You can't do that now. That's why whether you like Bron or not, who could deal with what he's dealt with like he does?
Yeah, I
know. How about Gretzky? How about this? How about being referred to as the great one? This brother to me is Iceberg Slim.
I mean, he lived up to it, man. There are debates
Wayne Gretzky?
About, yeah, but there are debates.
The beast.
there are debates about who the best football player is. You know, most will say maybe Tom Brady, but you can also say maybe Peyton Manning or whoever, Joe Montana. And in basketball, you know, MJ, but people are like, I don't know, maybe it's LeBron. I don't know, maybe it's Kobe. There's no question who the best hockey player of all time is. There's no debate about that. You know, the only one that might even come remotely close would be Mario Lemieux, and his career is cut so short.
He wouldn't say a word. Have you ever heard Mario Lemieux talk?
Yes, yeah.
Very seldom. That's my point.
Well, when he was,
I'm sending you something now, and I hate to third party this. I'd hate it if I was listening to somebody did this, but I'm doing it. Big Tony just sent, and I'm not going to put it on social because that's what he wants me to do. I'm not going to do it. He sent me a picture of him in a Whitman football jersey. He was number 69, by the way. And he looks like a stud. If I didn't know who this was, I still don't believe it's him. It looks too good to be him. But I sent it to you. You be the judge. I think it's, what's this new thing the kids do now with AI? They can,
The ChatGPT stuff?
Yeah. There's a word for it. I don't have it, but whatever it is.
The deep fake? You think it's a deep fake?
Yeah, it's a deep fake. There you go. Thank you, man. I don't know how I can leave home without you. It's a deep fake. It's not him. You see it yet?
I see it in the black and blue jersey. Yeah.
Do you think that's Big Tony?
I have no idea. I guess it could be.
No, come on.
I have no idea who it is, to be honest. I don't know.
Exactly. There's no way. That dude looked like a stud. I want to sign that brother right now for the Commanders that I'm looking at. Ain't no way in the hell that's Big Tony. But anyway, nice try. And it is like, man, social media, back in the day with some cats, we were robbed. Mike and Anthony, man, he needs to chill. He's in Minnesota.
I thought Anthony Edwards.
Honestly,
he reminds me a bit of Chuck, man, when Chuck was like, I'm not a role model. Anthony Edwards is kind of like, I don't want to be that face that everyone wants me to be, you know?
Yeah, I know. But I'm telling you, Braun was getting us at 13. You know, 13.
Imagine having those kind of expectations on your head at that age and then living up to them. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, but we put that on certain people. But back to the great one. But who's calling you a great one? I mean, Gretzky. This brother's so smooth. And he's like a god. And I've never seen him tripping. Maybe he did, and I wasn't following it close enough at the time. I've never heard Gretzky tripping. But there's no other tag. What's better than that?
Great.
And lives up to it. Don't even get me talking about what happened if their brother not been hurt earlier this season. That record's crushed.
I mean, if we hadn't had the COVID year, he'd have already broken the record. If we hadn't had the lockout year, that record would already be broken. If those two things hadn't happened, he'd probably already have 1,000 goals.
He's sick. When we say bionic, and I just say it about B. Mitch is bionic. You know, there's just certain dudes, man. It's just like, there's not built the way. Like Ken Harvey, Mr. Harvey was there last night, too. And it's like, Ken looked like he'd been inflated. Like somebody just pumped him up. I think, dude, relax. He looks like he's in pain. He's so swole with all them muscles.
What's the line from Whiteman Can't Jump? It's hard making you look so bad. It's hard making you look so bad.
His brother's so big, man, he looks like he's uncomfortable. We'll take a quick break here at 12:28 here in the nation's capital. And they'll cut the power off on me at about 1 o'clock. So stick and stay. We'll be right back here on Overtime. Boy, how lucky have we been today, man. This is what a day, and we're still rolling. And we got Vic, Coach, out in Ankeny. joining the program.
Doc, what's good, baby?
Hey, Coach, I'm pinching myself, man. Coming off last night's NFL Legends tribute, B. Mitch, my boy, gets honored. And Santana, 8-9, my hero gets honored. And then Scary Terry gets honored. So Gary Clark, he outkicked his coverage last night, pulling us off. I'm designating now that Gary Clark is the new Don King of the DMV.
That's funny. That's funny. I'm excited for B. Mitch because growing up, when I first started watching the Commanders, at that time it was the Redskins, we were bad. In 93, we were 3-13. And the only thing I saw on our team that could generate points was number 30.
Yeah.
And my brother and I used to, you know, anticipate getting the ball kicked off to us because we was like, he might score a touchdown or he might return a punt. And that's the only offense that I saw that we had. And for a lot of years, he was one of the best football players, not just at the special teams positions, but just one of the best football players in the NFL in his role. So it's about time. So this is my take on signing Debo. I think it's a great signing. Debo fits into our offense very proportionately. He allows brings some explosion and our ability to allow our best weapon to be even more of a weapon. Swiss Army knife, he just got another piece to it. With that being said, I still want to draft another offensive lineman and a versatile offensive lineman that can play guard and play tackle and play it well. And the reason I'm saying that is because I want to move Brandon's last name, the left tackle rookie we got?
Coleman.
Yeah, Mr. Coleman. I want to move him inside. I like Brandon better at guard. He's more heavy-handed. He likes to maul over people. He gets a little – I said this on G&D the other day. He gets a little handy at tackle, and his bucket step isn't as quick as you need it to be versus the edge rushers today. He never gives up. You never see him quitting. You see him getting – you know when a player is getting angry, it matters to him. So that matters to me. But when I see him, when we moved him inside, I see him moving people out of the way. And the way, like you say, you got to be – we got to have the big dogs in front pushing people around.
Yeah, bullying.
And yeah, there we go. But I wouldn't exclusively do it. I just would draft another versatile lineman. That's what we did with Brandon in the first place. And what I would also do, if we're not able to get Miles based on what we can offer their team, I would sign Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack is still one of the most dynamic football players of this generation, period. And the reason I would want to get Khalil or Miles, whatever one we can get, whatever one is most cost efficient for us, because I talked about this last week, Doc. We are not schematically peaking where we should be on the defensive side of the ball. We're not always in position to make to take away what offenses do well. So what we need, if we're not going to be that, per the philosophy of our defensive coordinator, we need leaders and we need impactful, play-splashing football players on defense that not only can change the game or the trajectory of a game, but also can impact the players on that side of the ball with their leadership. And that has to be something that if we're going to say we're trying to win now, that we have to – I won't say stockpile, but add to our defense. I trust Adam and is going to sign commander-type football players. I trust that in the organization. And I trust for our head coach to continue being where he's been because much of what we were able to do this year is because of his ability to coach the little things, inspire and coach the little things to where it becomes organic. To cover up where we have deficiencies. But we will put ourselves back in the NFC Championship if we can get 1 to 2 players on defense that change games. Because what I can say about Joe even if I don't particularly like his philosophy and how he positions the players, I feel it could be better. He coached up enough professionalism and attention to detail to hide where we were inefficient or where we had deficiencies. And where he really did it well, he did it in the defensive secondary because we did not give up a lot of big plays behind the safeties to where it could deflate us. We did it within the front seven and where we got to be more stout up front. But that's my take on it. I love that we signed Debo. I believe that we are an organization that wants to win now. So this is the discussion you get to have about how to continue to be winners and how to continue to get more excellent when you make these type of signings. That's all I got, Doc.
All right, brother. Well, I hope y'all out there in listening land can keep up with Coach. He lost me about the second sentence in that. But we have a very high IQ listening audience, so hopefully y'all was able to keep up. It sounded good to me, though. Shane in the District of Columbia. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, Doc. Thanks, Doc, for having me. Yeah, we love you, man. You're a big part of this city. You're an icon, man, and a legend. So thank you, and you do a great job. We love you. Of course, we miss the coach, but it is what it is. Hey, let me tell you something right now. You can have all the toys, all the little gadgets, but if you don't have a front four and an offensive defensive in the trenches, you're not going to win in this league. Just look what the Eagles did to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. If you don't have a dog up front in the middle and a dog to protect your quarterback, you're not going to win in this league. You're just not. Yeah. And it helps out the secondary. Our secondary, we know, needs help. But if you got pass rushers, that cuts down on that secondary. And the Eagles, I hate to say it, they got the blueprint how to win in this league. Look at their front four and their front seven. It's one of the best in the league. And they did it by what? The draft. You got to go through the draft. I'm worried about we're going to go back to the Snyder stage where we're just signing. I know we got a lot of money, but we got to go through the draft. And that's how you build. And let's not get all excited. I'm glad we're moving on with Jonathan Allen. Look, he's been a great for this organization, but it's time for him to move on and now get him a ring somewhere. But we got to bust those tackles up, defensive tackles up, because they've underproduced it since they've been here. If you ask me, it was the most overrated front four in NFL with Chase and Sweat and Payne and Allen. Now, you know, I don't think Payne will be on this roster next year, honestly, either. I think we move them and we start young. Newman had a hell of a year last year. And of course, our dog in the middle, Wagner's getting older. We need a middle linebacker. For the first time in 5 years under Ron Rivera, we finally have a middle linebacker. And look what the difference is. You got somebody out there call plays and put you in the right position, that's how you win. And like I said, I mean, I don't know how you feel, but, you know, it all comes and from Pop Warner to the NFL. If you don't have a front seven and a great offensive line, you're just not going to win. You're just not. I don't care who you got.
Yeah, well, you preach it to the choir. Like I said, but that's why we were in last place. And the good news is that we're out of that. That demon has been exorcised. So appreciate your phone call. You know, Metal, it's we don't have to go back to that because that's over. And I appreciate you helping me with that photo that was sent to me with the big brother on it from Whitman wearing number 69. It's dude looks like a ferocious player though, doesn't he?
The big boy, yeah, man.
He does. You should put that out there in the ether, man, and just I can't do it because I think that's what he wants me to do. You know, I think he's baiting me, getting me to put him out there in front of masses. Brother dude looks serious, though. I just can't believe that's him. I think it's AI. Okay. But the Gretzky talk, I want to talk a little bit more about the great one.
I love talking Wayne Gretzky.
I still think it's the number one nickname. Number one to me. If you had to be called something outside of your legal name, what is the best thing to be called? What is it that gives you the rise? Stay with us as we take a break here on Overtime. Back in a moment. $12.99 12:47 here in the nation's capital. Make that 12:48. What a fun ride it has been today. Shout out to Gary Clark, the Don Cornelius of the DMV when it comes to keeping the Burgundy and Gold vision alive. And great event last night. And we've had an all-star lineup today, as always, to come up and share it with you. As we tap out, get closer and closer, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And I think we have another local hero on the line with us right now, Big Tony. Good morning. Yeah.
What's going on, man? I know you ain't just called my man Gary Clark Don Cornelius. What, you put the brother on Soul Train? I know you meant Don King, because that's what you called him earlier. But you know you had them concussions.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, but multiple concussions. You're right. I did mean Don King. Yeah, the Don Cornelius. Soul Train, though. Either one. Both of them, had, you know, both of them would start to turn to drink, so it's cool.
Hey, but look at that Soul Train, Don Cornelius, that cameraman, he wasn't faking, Joe. That Bama used to, he understood the assignment. He used to get up under them skirts. But anyway, that's besides the point. Hey, look at it, man. Talking about them them cameras and texts and Twitter and Doc, I'm going to tell you right now, if they'd have had that back in my day, I wouldn't be on this phone right now. I'm going to tell you that right now. The stuff I did and the stuff that I went to court for, if they'd have had cameras and video proof, so I wouldn't even be here. And another thing, Little be lying, Slim. I don't even know what he said, but I'm going to tell you right now in the Bama line. I mean, he just be making up stuff, man. And I know
Come
that's
on,
true.
Man. Don't discredit a brother like that.
I'm going to go back and listen to it, but I can tell you right now, Doc, he lying. You hear me? He straight lying, Slim. And another thing, yeah, I did. You saw the picture, man. That is me. And I told you I was an athlete, man. You just ain't believe me.
I don't believe that's you. I think that's AI.
Well, you know, all you got to do is look at the skinny legs. I told you, me, David Thompson, Kenny Walker, and Air Jordan, we all got it in common. We jump out the gym, baby. You take it easy and have a go, and I'm about to go get on this.
And I'm not going to let you get away. You just said that nothing the man said was true. How can you – come on. Come on, worldwide.
Hey,
we on the Odyssey app, dude. We've heard all over the world. And you just came up and said the brother's got no credibility. You couldn't say some of it might have been off. You just said none of it's right.
We know he do the smash burgers, and we know the women call him Little for a reason, but we ain't going to go – that's what he about told the truth about. The women call him Little for a reason, and he do the smash burgers. But other than that, Doc, hey, man, he – nah, Slim, I ain't believing nothing he say. He like the crackhead on the corner, man. He say you let him hold $5, he going to wash your car, you come back, it still got mud on it, man. I'm gone, Slim.
Hang up on him, Mel. That's – you know what? If we could erase his entire segment, I would vote to do that. How you going to come on and say that nothing that the man did done is credible? Boy, there could be a skit. You never know. Could be a skit. But the great one. Is there a second? Is there? Maybe there is no second. You just told me a story off air that I was not aware of, that at 12 years old, I remember 12. I think all little leaguers remember 12 because it's the last time you got to be a big shot in Little League. He was skating against 18-year-olds?
16. He was playing the 16-year-olds. Yeah, I read his biography when I was young. As you know, for a school project, we had to read some biography, and I picked Wayne Gretzky's. And I learned, you know, a lot of stuff about him growing up and stuff. And the thing that kind of amazed me, because I was about that age, I think, and he was 12 years old, and he was playing with 16-year-olds. And this is all, you know, not pro or anything. This is just like, you know, junior leagues and stuff. But he was still the leading scorer of the league for 16-year-olds when he was 12. And he was talking about how, like, the coaches on the other teams, like, hated him, and they would put bounties on him, and he'd still sit there and just score on them over and over. It's kind of crazy because the difference in size between a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old is considerable.
It's no doubt about it. Man. No, man, Wayne. And Wayne still, there were many years that I wished I would see more of Gretzky. He started to do a little bit more TV. Like Mike, can you imagine Jordan being on TNT? I can't.
Up there with like Shaq and Kenny and all.
He ain't doing it. He don't do it. He's never done it. Less of themselves.
You mean like a more famous player that's trying to stay out of the media more?
Try. Other than maybe a little wagering here or there, whatever Mike's done, what has Mike been public about?
Well, I mean, they did that whole documentary about him that came out during the pandemic. I watched that. That was pretty cool.
Oh, and that was the best. Are you kidding me?
But a big part of that was you kind of got to see kind of a side of him most of us really hadn't, you know?
Exactly. And the timing of that, somebody got ching ching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody got paid.
Yeah, I didn't care about the Tiger guy so much, but I found the Jordan documentary pretty fascinating.
It was epic. When he does it, he makes you wait for it, but he never, ever disappoints. When he comes in there, you know, it's real. It's all the way real. It is 12:54 in the nation's capital. And getting sad for us because it's about to run out. But what a thrill it has been to serve the DMV. And with the help that we received today, how could you fail? I mean, it had taken a big Tony type performance to blow today's show, and we weren't gonna let that happen. Little, we got your back, man. Seriously, don't even pay Big Tony any attention. He's not worthy of it. Not at all. And the man gonna come up and say, man, he's done nothing. None of everything he says. Who would do that other than Big Tony? Metal, chalk up another one, dog. Fun bunch, high five goes out to you. Always a big thrill. Have a blessed day. God bless all of you going out to the events tonight. Peace.